some of the most beautiful and important wetlands in the southeast exist on private property, and there's work to be done to restore many of them to their rightful glory. And that's where our next guest comes in. Lachlan Farrington has been appointed by the Glenelg Nature Trust to coordinate a wetlands restoration project, which I guess will straddle the southeast and west of Victoria. G'day, Lachlan. Welcome to the program.
Morning, Stan. How are you going?
I'm fine. Is this what you're looking at? Some sort of cross-border thing here?
That's right, yes. We're luckily enough to get some funding through a federal government initiative, the Clean Energy Future Biodiversity Fund.
Yep.
That went out across the country and was announced a couple of months ago. And we were successful in getting a project up and running to look at, restoring wetlands.
What's involved in a restoration? Because you're talking about pretty natural bushland anyway, aren't you?
Yeah, well, with wetlands, a lot of them across particularly the southeast and also southwest of Victoria, a lot of them have been drained for agriculture. So what we see across the landscape these days is a pretty small percentage of what was there a fair time ago, and those that are still there probably don't stay as wet for as long as they used to.
Yeah.
So there can be real value in just...
So the key word is restoration here then?
That's right.
Yeah. I see.
Yeah, so rather than creating new wetlands, we're looking at those that are still there, just trying to make them a bit wet for a bit longer.
And how a bit wet for a bit longer. And how aware are you of the existence of a wetland on private property on our side of the border?
Well, I used to work with Department of Environment and Heritage, then it was Department of Environment and Natural Resources. I was in Mount Gambier for about 3 years, and my role there was a wetland management advisor, so I got to travel around a lot and talk with a lot of people about wetlands on their property. Also a lot of work with Bull Lagoon and place like Pickaninny Ponds and Pick Swamp.
Oh, you know the place.
Bit of time in the region and, a bit of time sort of looking at what was around the place and getting appreciation. And, the fact is that a majority of the wetland estate is on private property.
So you'd be asking for landowners to voluntarily allow you access to them to help the restoration project?
Yeah, it's pretty much working with landowners who want to try and have a bit more of a conservation outcome, I guess, for their wetlands. And it's a fairly long process. I mean, we've got 5 years to roll this out. So we'll be looking at getting to know people, getting to know their sites, and just trying to work with them towards an outcome that they want that ties in with, good conservation outcome. So it's pretty much just a chance to, have a chat and have a look at the wetland and just work out, what can be done there to have a good outcome.
So but